morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning, witches. It is February 12th, 2021. It is Friday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by The Glam Witch by Michael Herkus. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "I love a good bath. Bath bouquets are the perfect tool for relaxation and self-care. In this modern world, people shower because bathing is seen as a luxury that we just don't have time for anymore. Well, I say bring back the bath. Yes, they might use a lot of water, but you won't be doing this daily, only every once in a while. So take the time to indulge. Use herbs, flowers, whatever you need. Chamomile, rose petals, lavender, thyme, rosemary, the choices are endless. All of these ingredients will promote feelings of relaxation and happiness. Tie them up in a muslin cloth and add them to your running water." This is from Emma Catherine in Witchway's Book of 100 Love Spells. All right, witches. So I do want, before we even get started, tomorrow is Galentine's Day. Galentine's Day, even though it's called Galentine's Day, it's obviously just playing on the word Valentine's Day. It is all about celebrating your friendships. So send all of your friends a little love tomorrow. And then Sunday is Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day was never a big deal in my life. I didn't come from a family that cared, nor I guess a community that cared. And I still today don't care. I understand people have a lot of feelings about it, both good and bad. I don't. I think it's fun. I like chocolate. You know? But I do want to say I hope everyone has a great one. Celebrate love whichever way you can. Give extra cuddles to your little ones. Give your pet a little extra piece of meat in their food. Give your loved ones an extra hug. You know, just a little love. Buy yourself some flowers, right? All right, so today we are talking more fun facts about teas. This is called Tea Thoughts. This is a cute website if you want to read about tea. It's called teathoughts.com, and it is 8 things I like to do when I drink tea. I think it's just super cute. The first one is nature. Not much beats tea out on the balcony enjoying the sights. Green trees, bare trees, snow, or rain. I love standing on my balcony where I can soak up all the sounds while I drink tea. Poetry. If you've read my blog before, follow me on Instagram, you know that Rumi is one of my favorite poets. I have several books of his poems. So read some inspiring words as you drink tea. Planning. If you are into planners or agendas, you can work on your planner or agenda for the day while drinking some tea. Crochet. You don't need to be an expert, but it can be fun to crochet and sip, get your tea on. Or nothing. You know what? Sometimes it's cool to just do nothing. Hold a cup of goodness in your hand, sip, and enjoy after a stressful day. You can doodle. Tea is a great time for silence and reflection, which can be bring up great ideas for doodling. Paint. It can be really comforting to sit and do artwork while you drink your tea. And then finally, dream about whatever season it's not. I think most of you can relate to wanting what we can't have. In the fall, think about snow. In the spring, think about fall. Think about pumpkins, you know. I'm the same way. When I worked with the public, especially during the pandemic, it sucked. But when I would work for the public, one thing that was really easy to talk about was the weather, right? It's just what you talk about. And I literally every day had like 4 different people telling me the weather, which I kind of loved because I don't want to look it up myself. But I remember it would be really hot and they'd be like, "Oh, it's so hot outside." I'm like, "I know, I hate it." And then it would be cold and they'd be like, "Oh, it's so cold outside." I'm like, "I know, it sucks." And then one day I was just like, "You know what? It doesn't matter what the weather is. I'm never going to be happy with it." And I think this is a great example of that. And so I think it's a great time to dream about whatever season you want it to be. All right, moving into some headlines. This actually comes from Vogue. Hello. We are talking tarot as a tool for our time. So Vogue wrote an article on tarot. How cool. This was written by Sydney Gore. Sydney writes, back in 2016, Maria Gariza made a formal debut at the House of Dior with a breathtaking tarot-themed collection. At the time, she insisted that the symbolism tied to the brand's belief in the power of material objects evoking a spiritual world. Since then, an homage to the practice has been woven into luxury fabrics of the fashion house. Dior's 2018 resort collection incorporated iconology from Mother Peace, a feminist tarot deck created by Karen Vogel and Vicky Noble in the late 70s. So naturally, the spring 2021 couture collection followed suit with 45 looks that brings the cards to life and forecast a paranormal future for anyone who wants to be a part of it. Oh, this is really fascinating. So they made a whole line of, they did a whole collection inspired from tarot cards. Okay, now if they don't come out with a tarot deck, I'm going to be livid. They said, while Dior may have predicted the resurgence of tarot as a trend, it's not likely to be the first or last brand to acknowledge the greater impact. Yeah. Wow. That's really cool. Okay, yeah. If they don't come out with the deck, I'm just going to be, like, so mad about it. All right, witches. I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And then after this break, oh, we will be back.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Glam Witch. Lilith has been feared, worshipped, analyzed, and dissected by many. Yet she remains an enigma cloaked in a riddle of witchcraft. Today she has found a place of elevation as a quintessential goddess in an array of occult practices, revered for her fierce independence, carnal appetite, and thirst for equality. The Glam Witch plants the practice of modern witchcraft in Lilith's Garden of Glittery Fruit. Laid out over a sparkling assemblage of chapters, a modern mystic will explore the theory, practice, and lifestyle of the great Lilithian arcane mysteries, Glam. The Glam Witch is now available for pre-order on Amazon.
All right, so moving into our question of the day, this comes to us from listener Karen. Karen says, I am a hospice nurse and am drawn to Hecate. I would like to use her in my nursing practice to help send my patients to the afterlife. But this will be, will this be, overstepping on my patients' belief if they are Christian? This is a really good question. I'm going to say no. I'm going to tell you why. If I get hit by a car, knock on wood, if I get hit by a car and I'm dying on the sidewalk and someone comes over and they pray for me, I'm not going to be upset by that. Right? Like, they're wishing your soul the best. And in any way someone wants to do that, holy crap. So I don't think it's overstepping. I don't think you should be like, hello, sir, I am going to pray to my goddess Hecate for you. Like, no, obviously you don't do that. But when a patient dies, if you want to, you know, say to yourself in your mind, Hecate, please guide this spirit to where they are going. Keep them safe. Light their way. I think that's very lovely. It's essentially a prayer. You're praying for them. You're just praying to a different deity. And yes, I think it's a I think it's really cool. I mean, Hecate is the goddess of the crossroads. She helps people guide their way, hence her lamp. She is the goddess of spirits, of those who are traveling. So I think that's very, very beautiful. I obviously just wouldn't mention it to them because that's, I just wouldn't. It's your own personal belief. And yeah, I think it'd be really cool if just like, in your own mind, just said, Hecate, could you please assist this soul to where they are going and keep them safe and guide their way? I think that would be very, very nice. Yeah, that's my own opinion, though. So I'm sure people listening may have a different opinion. And of course, this is a great time to remind everybody. I try to do this every once in a while. Brief reminder, if you are new to the podcast, these are just my opinions. These are just my experiences and my thoughts. If you don't agree, that's totally cool. That's totally okay. We do have the ability to exist in a world where we don't completely agree with absolutely every thought or opinion someone has without hating them, right? Unless they're like racist, homophobes, Nazis. We can all agree to hate them together. All right, witches. Let's see what else we've got today. Oh, this is a witch fail from Jamie. Jamie says, a friend asked me to a distance Reiki session for his dad. Everything was going smooth as silk. Next thing I know, everything hurts, and I've been sitting in one position for almost an hour. I'm not designed to sit for more than 10 minutes. I even had a timer set on my phone. Brilliant me, I set it for 10 hours, not 10 minutes. Oops, ouch. Looks like it's a hot herbal bath for me tonight. Oh my gosh, Jamie. Yeah, I've definitely have had those instances where I'm meditating and I set like an alarm and your brain goes, is it time yet? Is it time yet? Has it been time? And yeah, that's, oof, that's a good one. Oh, that's a fun, it's fun to hear all these different witch fails. All right, so for a little magic today, we are talking love stones. If you are a crystal witch, this is for you. This does come from Luna from the February 2021 issue of Witch Way magazine. Valentine's Day is coming up. Whether you're looking to love yourself more, strengthen friendships, or find the love in your life, there's a crystal for that. Keep these stones around to surrender yourself to all kinds of love. First, we have Moonstone. An ancient as the moon itself, this crystal holds many powers. Moonstone was once a common wedding gift due to its connection to love and fertility. It's filled with protective feminine energy that helps maintain healthy relationships. It keeps your emotions in check so you don't overreact, blocking negative tendencies and promoting balance in your love life. Now, we have one of the hardest crystals in the world to pronounce. Rhodochrosite, also known as the Stone of Compassion Heart. Rhodochrosite helps heal emotional wounds and encourages a positive outlook. It helps to foster emotional stability and self-esteem, which draws that energy right back to you in relationships and friendships. It's a great crystal for manifesting and amplifying the law of attraction. Next, one of my personal favorite stones. I'm not very crystally, I've shared this, but I love garnet. Garnet and rubies like make my heart sing in a way I cannot explain. Garnet, this sensual blood red gem inspires passion and devotion in relationships. Garnet balances energies of sexuality, libido, and anger. If your relationship has lost its spark, garnet can help you rekindle the flame. Gift it to your partner to strengthen loyalty and fidelity. Green aventurine. Although it's not considered a love stone per se, green aventurine is known to bring luck and success in every part of your life. Its earthy color activates the heart chakra, boosting your confidence and allowing you to accept the ups and downs of a new relationship. If you feel like you've been unlucky in love, this stone is all you need. Then kunzite, also known as the woman's stone. Kunzite encourages love to fill your life. It aids in motherhood by calming overactive children and relieving anxiety. It's very helpful for releasing negative thoughts and behavior patterns. Use it to promote feelings of harmony and peace in the home. And then finally, rose quartz. You can't go wrong with the ultimate love stone. Like its flowery counterpart, rose quartz embodies all kinds of love. It carries a gentle, nurturing energy that heals the heart, making it a great crystal for soothing heartbreaks and overcoming negative self-talk. All right, witches, let's see what card we have for us today. Today's card pull is the Five of Earth from the Witch's Wisdom Tarot. This is all about life, death, rebirth. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Don't be greedy. Pay attention to what you're consuming and why. Pay attention to the waste you're creating. There is no waste in nature. everything is returned to Mother Earth to be remade. How can you express your gratitude for her gifts and give back? Begin with small steps and observe how you change. Then you change the world. All right, witches, I do want to give some shout outs today. I want to give a shout out to listener Sandra Beer. Sandra, you scholarly land mermaid. We've had a lot of land mermaids this week. Guys, what are y'all doing? Are y'all going to the beach? What's with the mermaids? I also want to give a shout out to listener Jamie Blondow. Jamie, you cunning Arcadian fish. And I also want to give a shout out to listener Lisa Moore. Lisa, you perfect badass garden nymph. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I do need to recode this compliment generator. You guys gave me some great ones in the group. I need to just like plug them in. All right, you guys. I hope you guys have a great day. Find some way to add a little love this weekend. Make yourself something, a nice meal. Buy yourself a flower. Get something cute for your kids. Just do something nice. All right. I hope you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you guys Monday. Okay. Bye.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.